A program in Washington County is helping low-income residents get help on their utility bills and make energy efficiency upgrades. Energy Trust Oregon and Community Action Organization are working together to provide support for everything from a new furnace or air conditioning unit to a new roof at no cost to qualified residents. The efficiency of heating or cooling a house is determined by how well the house is sealed off from the outside. That's where weatherization upgrades come in. While these type of upgrades are critical to saving on energy bills in the long term, weatherization for a home costs on average $6,000 to $7,000, and that can be cost prohibitive for many people. Kemp Shuey is the executive director of Community Action. Shuey explains what people often need.
Particularly for low-income residents, it can range from everything from, structural issues, maintenance issues, indoor air quality. These are all kind of problems that often come up for low-income residents and in the homes that they live in. And to fix those things is really, really expensive and cost prohibitive for a lot of people. So, for us, we're able to come in there into a home, do an audit and assessment of the home and find out what sort of cost-effective measures can we deploy and deliver for those residents that are going to make the home more efficient to run and make it a healthier environment to live in. So it can range from, furnace replacement, insulation, new fans to help with ventilation and airflow in a home to reduce mold. So it really is a range of things, but it really, for a homeowner or the resident, it's whether it's a tenant in a home that they're renting or a homeowner themselves, who maybe is on a fixed income, the cost for those things can be pretty high in the thousands and thousands of dollars. So it can be a pretty transformational impact for somebody.
Last year, the program helped over 200 families with weatherization upgrades, and they help out regardless of whether the resident rents or owns their home. For some families, the benefits of these upgrades extend beyond just a lower cost to run their homes. Shuey says in many cases, weatherization makes homes safer and healthier too.
One client who had shared that before we had come in and done the work, every year they would, her kids would have multiple colds. Everybody in the house would get sick multiple times every year, and it was just this routine thing. And after we were able to come in and weatherize her home, she said this was the first time in 8 years they only had one cold, and that was it. Not the multiple that they were used to. You could see how that, really has an impact on all aspects of somebody's life, right? If you're only having to deal with a cold once, over the winter, or your kid's only getting sick once, for the parent who is working, they're not having to take time off as work as much to stay home with sick kids are, kids ideally when it's not pandemic are able to continue going to school and not having to stay home as much. So it really does kind of have that trickle down impact on people and families.
Scott Leonard is a program manager at Energy Trust Oregon. Leonard says now is an important time to focus on the health and longevity of the home, since the pandemic and extreme weather events have made the space more important than ever.
Yeah, we've seen some unprecedented weather events, especially in the last year. That paired with the pandemic, people are now living in their homes in different ways than they have before. People, are working from their home, or they go to school in their house, or they're just spending more time in there, which is going to mean more energy usage if you're there. So now is a good time to really focus on improving, the energy features in the home, such as weatherization.
Washington County residents can find out more at caowash.org. More information related to this story can be found on our website, kbu.fm. Reporting for this story was provided by Althea Billings. For KBU News, I'm Margot Bigg.